Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
In Recruiter's Lounge today with Brian Tolan. How are you, Brian?
I am well, Jim.
Good, good. I understand that you are the master executive recruiter.
That's one of the things I've been called.
Well, I want to talk to you today about the future of executive recruiting. What's going on now? What are trends as you see them, and what can we expect in the future?
Sure. Well, I've been in executive search at the large firms and with some boutiques, so during my time, I've worked at Heidrick, and I've worked at Russell Reynolds, and also boutique firms like Battaglia Winston. What continues to be a discussion with the partners that I speak with, and also on the internal side, now that I'm working internal here at Microsoft, it's the difference seems to be that for this to work, it's really going to be relationships building.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of executive search firms that tend to have that generalist practice, and the sort of thing that a company like Microsoft or anyone else who's doing an internal executive search function that's going to devote the time to it is they can build those relationships. So not so that whereas by nature an executive search firm and a lot of internal firms really have to focus on what is the most important search for me to work on right now. You know, they're working against a rec. And when you're doing that, by nature, you have to focus on, is this person good for me right now? But where, if you have an internal executive search function that can build relationships, build a community around 12 months, 24, 36 months out, that's when you can really find the best talent in the market. So you can focus on a particular niche. Whereas instead of always going from the most important fire to the most important fire, you never really start to build the momentum in any particular one area.
Okay. One thing I sort of noticed, and see if you've seen this from your angle, I've seen a lot of companies bring executive recruiting in-house, sort of getting away from outside search firms. Has that been your observation?
Absolutely. It really seems, especially in the past year, I think it's because there's a couple of firms, Microsoft being one of them, but whereas they're seeing that they're being able to leverage a lot more off of that. Just for example, a simple example is if you're at an executive search firm, you're always speaking to people that are almost good enough for
mm-hmm.
the search that you're recruiting for, and your client in that situation, 99% of the time, they'll never know about those people because they're not quite right. They're not quite right for your search. But if you're in an internal executive search practice, you can take those people that you can say, gee, they're not right for this job, but they're perfect for the company. So then you can market them to other hiring managers or potentially create a role for them. So by having one search open, you might get six hires off of that, which has just happened with one of my colleagues here. She's been working on one particular search for over a year, and that particular role is still open, but six excellent hires off of that, and that sort of additional hires, it would be a very rare situation for an executive search firm to be able to provide that to a client.
Do you think if this sort of, if this trend continues, do you think that large search firms will start to be in decline?
I think they're going to have to change the structure, or at least change the focus. I think there's always going to be a place for search firms. What I think is in danger is if you don't have a specialty, if you don't have a niche, if you try to be all things to all people, that's where you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because where search firms will still be needed, there's always going to be a situation where a VP comes to you and says, I need this person, They're very hard to find, and I need them yesterday. Geez, that never happens, right? So, in that situation where the model I've talked about of if you as an internal person haven't already built up that pipeline or that community, if you're starting from scratch,
mm-hmm.
That may not be the best use of your resources because by nature you'll have to devote all your time to do that, which means everything else that you're working on, which of course we always tend to do that, doesn't get paid any attention to it. So in that situation, if the need is that urgent, to be able to go to a search firm and say, this is what we're looking for. Do you already know those people? And if they can say that, that's where the value, you know, that's where the added value is going to come from. A firm is going to be willing to pay a premium for. But what I see time and time again is you see the internal hiring managers, you see these directors of executive search, these internal people, they look at what their executive search firm that they've retained, what they're doing, and they're asking themselves, why couldn't I do that? You know, if you don't already know the practice, and we're paying you to learn this, and paying you to build this community of people, well, guess what? I should have taken that $100,000 and invested in one recruiter, and that'll pay dividends beyond just this one search.
Very interesting. I guess recruiting is a relationship kind of business. I always kind of wondered with search firms, if a recruiter leaves a search firm, he's basically leaving he's taking all those relationships with him at the same time. You ever heard of search firms, I don't know, forbidding recruiters from talking to certain people when they leave?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the non-competes are always very important to be aware of. But the reason why that person going internal, that isn't as much of an issue, is what the non-competes will cover is the business development aspect. So say, for example, I'm recruiting someone to Microsoft, and the non-compete covers the technology industry. It covers the companies. Well, the reality is I don't want to do business with those other companies. So that's not important to me. What I'm, in that particular case, is attracting me for that particular recruiter is the relationships of the candidates they know in the technology industry. So for internal search practices, that's not the issue because the non-competes don't cover the candidates because it's a free agent market, right?
Correct.
So it's more of an issue if Spencer Stewart is trying to recruit a partner from Korn Ferry. You don't see that as much because of that very reason.
Brian Tolan, executive recruiter extraordinaire. Thank you for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. Some of the music provided tonight from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.